I am Bishop Michael Sis, the Bishop of the Diocese of San Angelo in West Texas. I'll be presenting today Chapter 4 of the 2020 Directory for Catechesis, which focuses on the formation of catechists. This formation starts with a vital encounter with Jesus Christ. It's not only about instruction in our teachings on faith and morals or in effective communication techniques. It begins at a much deeper level, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the living womb of the Christian community, where we discover our deepest identity as beloved children of God. The formation of catechists starts there and then calls a person to become a missionary disciple and to serve as an active participant in the work of evangelization. The Christian community is the privileged place for the formation of catechists. The catechist is not a lone ranger. He or she is part of a group of catechists, and in that group context, the catechist is continually evangelized and formed. The chapter lists several criteria for formation. Catechists should not be individualists. Their formation starts with their own experience of God and then forms them as missionary disciples sent into the world to reach out and evangelize others. The formation needs to be holistic, because catechists not only teach the content of the faith, but they also must give witness to that faith by the way they live their life. We need to form our catechists in the art of personal accompaniment. This means a person who forms a catechist is willing to be touched by the questions and confronted by life situations with compassion and respect for the freedom of the other person. This includes unconditional acceptance of the other as a human being. It means making oneself available to walk beside that person and listen to them and share the message of faith. We need to form catechists in the same pedagogical style that we want them to use with others. And then what they have experienced in their own formation, they're better able to apply in their work of catechesis. We need to install in our catechists the virtue of being lifelong learners with an attitude of teachableness. A good catechist is always open to ongoing formation and the action of the Holy Spirit. Our formation of catechists should be like a laboratory of faith where people learn by doing. After offering those criteria for formation, the chapter spells out the dimensions of formation. A good formation process should gradually help the catechist to mature as a human being, as a Christian believer, and as a missionary apostle. Formation should encourage growth in the catechist's natural ability to relate to other people in a healthy way. Among other things, this includes ensuring that all persons, especially minors and the vulnerable, have absolute protection from any form of abuse. The formation of catechists needs to help them assimilate the content of the faith through familiarity with sacred scripture, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, national catechisms, diocesan catechisms, and the documents of the Magisterium. The formation program should present the various elements of the faith in a unified and charismatic way that appeals to human experience. Theological material needs to be presented in a catechetical style that considers the concrete conditions of people's lives. The chapter also mentions that a catechist needs a knowledge of the discipline of apologetics, helping people to see that faith is not opposed to reason. We need a creative apologetics that develops new approaches that show the credibility of the faith. And because catechetics needs to train people to understand human beings in the concrete circumstances in which they live, the formation of catechists needs to draw upon the human sciences. These include psychology, sociology, pedagogy, and the sciences of education, formation, and communication. And when we incorporate the contributions of the human sciences, we always need to do it from the perspective of faith and on the basis of a correct Christian anthropology. And we need to recognize both the value and the limits of the various theories of science. The pedagogical formation of catechists should develop in them certain attitudes, such as dedication, a willingness to build mature relationships, a capacity to guide group dynamics, and the creative use of language and the tools of communication. Toward the end of the chapter, it addresses the catechetical formation of candidates for holy orders, because the quality of catechesis in any community depends in part on the ordained ministers who care for that community. It says that the same formative criteria presented in this chapter 4 also apply to the formation of candidates for holy orders. Seminaries and formation programs for the permanent diaconate need to instill a willingness to form lay catechists and a willingness to work with them. Candidates for the priesthood and the permanent diaconate need a missionary spirit. They need to have experiences of evangelization and catechesis. They need to understand the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the RCIA. They need to be taught about catechetics and pedagogy. And then, after ordination, the ongoing formation of priests and deacons should include these same things. The directory calls, finally, for more direct incorporation of priests into catechetical action and more involvement of priests in the formation of catechists. And then it talks about the need for centers of the basic formation of catechists and centers of specialization for leaders of catechesis. And finally, it calls for university institutes to train experts in catechetics. The existing institutes need to be enhanced and new ones need to be created. So that's chapter 4 of the 2020 Directory for Catechesis. Thank you all for listening, and God bless you.